Good. So this is a mindfulness exercise of thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. So before we get started, make yourself comfortable. Uncross your legs and arms. Find a comfy spot for your feet on the floor, for your arms, resting your head back. So for the first few moments, just allow yourself to close your eyes and breathe nice and deep and slow in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathe in nice and deep and slow, in through your nose and out through your mouth. So with this exercise, you'll discover throughout the process of doing it now and practicing it later, that no matter how bad the internal experience seems, no matter how intense the emotions, the frustration, the shame, the anxiety, it neither lasts forever, nor can it do you any harm. So the idea of this exercise is to bring an awareness to any kind of sensation that shows up, including thoughts, feelings, experiences in your body, behaviors. It's about learning to stay with your worries, anxieties, fears, self-criticisms, in a loving, kind sort of way, with a compassionate way. Bringing a warmth and compassion to whatever you're experiencing. The most important thing to also remember is mindful acceptance and awareness comes with practice. The goal is to develop this skill of mindful awareness and acceptance so that you can apply it in your life, in any situation, in any way, with any distressing experience, emotions, thoughts, or feelings. There's no right way or wrong way to practice this skill. The most important thing is to commit to practicing it so you'll become more aware. More aware of your thoughts, more aware of your feelings, more aware of what happens in your body, the somatic experience. More awareness of your behaviors and the way that anxiety, worries, self-doubt manifest in your behaviors. You'll become a better observer, a full participant in your life when you're more aware. This mindfulness is awareness. Mindfulness is just simply being aware in the moment. So it's best to pick a place to practice this where it is quiet, where you won't be disturbed. The easiest way to do it is listening to the recording, but you can also do it without the recording after you've practiced it a number of times and you know the process. So now taking a few moments to get in touch with the movement of your breath and the sensations in your body. Bring your awareness to the physical sensations in your body first, especially to the sensations of touch or pressure, where your body makes contact with the chair or the floor. Now slowly bring your attention to the gentle rise and fall of your breath. As you breathe in, your chest fills up, your ribs expand. And as you breathe out, just like a gentle wave retreating back out to the ocean, your chest, your ribs relax. Just like ocean waves coming in and out, your breath is always there. Notice its rhythm. Focus on each inhalation and each exhalation. Notice the changing patterns of sensations in your chest, in your ribs, as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Take a moment to really feel the physical sensations in your body as you breathe in and out, rhythmically, naturally, easily. There's no need to control your breath in any way, just simply let the breath breathe all by itself. And as best you can, bring a gentle attitude of allowing and acceptance to the rest of your experience, whatever it may be, even if your mind is wandering. There's nothing to be fixed, no particular state to be achieved. Simply allow your experience to be whatever it is, without needing it to be anything else, needing it to be other than what it is right now. And as mentioned, sooner or later, your mind will wander. It'll wander away from the breath. It'll wander away from the contact of the body with the floor or the chair. It'll wander away from sensations in your body, to dreaming, planning, worrying, thinking, listing. It may simply drift along, bouncing from one thing to the next. This is what the mind does much of the time. And when you notice your mind has wandered, just gently congratulate yourself, because that there is awareness. That's mindfulness. Awareness of what's going on in the present moment. And you can come back then, come back to your breath. And once again, you're more aware. Every time you notice your mind has wandered off, that's mindfulness, that's awareness. And you can just gently bring it back to your breath. Bring it back to the contact between yourself and the chair or the furniture or the floor. You may want to acknowledge briefly where your mind was, where your mind wandered to. Ah, there's thinking, feeling, ruminating, planning. Then gently escort your attention back to the breath, in and out, and back to the contact between your body and the furniture and the floor. And as best you can, once again, bring a quality of kindness and compassion to your experience. Letting go of frustration, letting go of worry. Just bring a sense of kindness and compassion as you become more aware and gently come back to your breath. See the wanderings of your mind as opportunities to bring patience and gentle curiosity to your experience. As mentioned, it's natural for the mind to wander. Wander away to thoughts, worries, images, bodily sensations and feelings. Notice these thoughts and feelings. Acknowledge their presence. Stay with them. There's no need to think of something else. Make them go away or resolve them. Just as best you can, allow them to be there, giving your space to feel whatever you feel. Bringing a quality of kindness and compassion to your experience, making space for it, and then escorting your attention back to the breath. And when or if you become aware of sensations in your body, bodily sensations, tension or other sensations, just notice them. Acknowledge their presence. Make space for them. Don't try to hold on to them too tight, identify with them, or try to make them go away. Open your heart to the physical sensations. Make room for the discomfort, for the tension, the anxiety, the sadness, the shame. Allow them to be there. Is there enough space for you to welcome it into all of your experience? See how much space it needs, perhaps a whole house, a football field, a city block. And as you make more and more space for it, watch the sensations change from moment to moment. Sometimes the sensations will grow larger, smaller. Sometimes they stay the same. Sometimes they grow weaker. It doesn't really matter what they do. Just allow yourself to breathe calmly in and out. Stay connected with your breath. Breathe the sensations of discomfort, breathe with them. And imagine the breath moving to that part of your body to ease the discomfort. Remembering though that the purpose isn't to feel better, but to simply get better at feeling and get better at being with everything that is going on with a kindness and a compassion and acceptance. If you notice instead that you're unable to focus on your breath because of intense physical sensations, let go of your breath. Shift your focus to that discomfort. Gently direct your attention on and into that discomfort. Stay with it no matter how bad it seems. Take a look at it. What color, what intensity, what depth does it embody? Make room for it, as much room as it feels it needs. Be willing to experience whatever it is. So along with physical sensations in your body, you may also notice thoughts about the physical sensations, thoughts about the thoughts. You may notice your mind wandering, coming up with evaluations such as dangerous, stupid, frustrating, not working, getting worse, anything, any judgment. We judge things when we say one thing's an apple and another thing's an orange. That's judgment. Judgment is simply labeling things. If this happens, simply label those evaluations as thinking, judging, and return to the present experience as it is, not as your mind says it is. Your mind provides evaluations and judgments, and your mind will try to dictate what the reality and experience is. Instead, the actual experience can be quite different than what we make it into with our mind. Label physical sensations as physical sensations, feelings as feelings, thoughts as thoughts, and nothing more. We don't dive into them, make them bigger, identify or fuse with them. We just simply notice them, make space with them, observe them, and return to our breath. So to help you experience the difference between yourself and your thoughts, between yourself and your feelings, between yourself and your behaviors, and the somatic experience in your body. You can just label thoughts as thoughts, feelings as feelings, judgments as judgments, somatic experiences as somatic experience, behaviors as behaviors. For instance, if you notice yourself worrying, silently say to yourself, worrying, there's worry. Judging, there's judging. Ruminating, there's ruminating. There's observe whatever you're doing with an attitude of curiosity, compassion, and kindness and acceptance. You can do the same with other thoughts and feelings, reminiscing, longing, wanting. Thoughts and feelings come and go. Come and go in our mind and come and go in our body. You are not what your thoughts say you are, no matter how intense. You are not what your feelings say you are, regardless of how intense. You are not your behaviors. You're not your somatic experiences. Allow yourself to be present with whatever is happening. Notice doubts, reservations, fears, and worries. Notice and acknowledge the presence. Don't work on them, just allow them to be there. When you're ready, I want you to shift your attention to a thought, a feeling, a situation, a sensation that has been challenging and difficult for you. Just bring this quietly to the forefront of your mind. It could be a troubling thought, worry, image, intense bodily experience, a frustrating behavior, a difficulty with someone in your life, a challenging interaction. Gently, directly, and firmly shift your attention on and into that discomfort, no matter how bad it seems. Notice the strong feelings as they intensify in your body. Allow them to be there, whatever it is. Don't try and change them or make them go away. Don't let your mind tell you what they are. Just allow yourself to experience thoughts, experience feelings, experience somatic experiences, experience behaviors. Simply hold it in your awareness. Stay with the discomfort. Stay with the breath. Open up to it. Make space for it. Accepting and allowing it to be there. Make as much space as it feels it needs. A room, a house, a football field, a city block. Make as much space. See the sensation in your body, what color it is, the depth of it, the intensity, the movement, the nature of it. Notice if you're tensing up, resisting experiencing it, pushing it away, or immediately trying to problem solve it. Just acknowledge that it's there. Make some space for it. Stay with your breath. Must this feeling, must this thought, must this somatic experience be your enemy? Can you have it? Can you notice it? Can you let it be? Make room for the discomfort, for the tension, the worry, the frustration, the shame, the self-doubt, self-criticism. Make room for it. Is this something you must struggle with, or can you invite the discomfort in, saying to yourself, let me have it. Let me feel what there is to feel, because it's my experience right now. Let me have it. Let me feel what there is to feel, because it's my experience right now. Let me have it. Let me feel what there is to feel, because it's my experience right now. If the sensations or discomfort grow stronger, acknowledge that as well. Stay with the breath. Stay with accepting them. Is this discomfort something you need to resist or repel? Is it possible to open up space in your heart for it? Is there room inside to feel a compassion and kindness towards yourself and towards your experience? As you open up and embrace your experience, you may notice thoughts coming along with the physical sensations. You may see thoughts, thoughts about your thoughts, thoughts about you, thoughts about the future, thoughts about the past, thoughts about the other person, thoughts about what you want, where you want things to go. If you notice these thoughts, invite them in too. Soften and open up to them. You may notice your mind coming up with judgments such as dangerous, shameful, horrible, unforgivable, getting worse, whatever you notice, the judgments, the labeling. Simply thank your mind for the judgment, for the label, and return to the physical sensation as it is in the raw. Return to the emotions, return to the somatic experience, the behaviors and the thoughts as they are, not as your mind says they are. Stay with the discomfort as long as it pulls your attention. Stay with the breath. And when you reach the point, you sense that the discomfort is no longer pulling you, is no longer as consuming, the physical sensations, the somatic experiences in your body, the thoughts are less intense, they're no longer pulling on you, you can just simply let them go. Just imagine releasing them as you would release a flock of doves, a bundle of balloons. Release the thoughts, release the feelings, release the somatic experience, release the behaviors, just let them go. Let them go with your breath. So take a few moments to do that. With using your breath, just release. Release the judgments, release the labels, the thoughts, the feelings, the somatic experience, the behaviors, release them all. What I'd like you to do now is to imagine a beautiful room. And you're at the doorway of this beautiful room. And on the other side is an image of a strong, emotionally aware, assertive, capable you. The you at the door is in some situations riddled with doubt, fear, worry, rumination, perhaps some obsessiveness on things that need to be done and efficiency. This is the you at the door. The you on the other side of the room is an emotionally aware, confident, assertive, calm you, accepting of themselves, of their strengths, of their weaknesses, committed to doing the very best to work on the things that they can work on to become. Whatever it is you choose to become, more emotionally aware, more assertive, more aware of your thoughts, more aware of the sensations in your body, more aware of the present moment, whatever it may be. See the image of this you across the room. What is this image of you in body? What are the qualities that you wish to aspire to? Now see the path between you today and the you on the other side of the room. What's blocking the path? What's in the way? What are the hurdles, the barriers? Decide for now, in and that'll change each and every time you do this exercise. But decide for now what you need to do to clear the path between you and the ideal you. What do you need to do to build that path, to clear the hurdles? What do you need to do, say to yourself, believe? What tools do you need to do this? Take a moment to decide that now. This decision is simply the decision for now. It's not the forever decision. Because in a few days, a few weeks, you'll be a different person as you practice this exercise over and over. And what you need will be different then. So decide for now. And once you decide what it is you need to do, to know, to say to yourself, to believe, to feel, to clear that path, see yourself doing it. And as you do, see yourself and feel yourself moving closer to the image of the ideal you. Take all the time you need. And once you're there, once you're close to the ideal you, notice what it would feel like to step into that body. Fuse with the image of the ideal you. Feel what it feels like to embody those qualities, to do those things. Feel what it feels like to look out through your eyes, to see the world and others through those eyes. What about this is important to you? What about seeing the world and feeling this way is important to you? Why do you value this? What does life look like? What does it feel like? How is it different? As this practice comes to a close, gradually I'll ask you to widen your attention. But for now, just want to explain a few things. Sometimes doing this exercise can be challenging. It's important to not let that challenge stand in the way of doing this practice again and again over the coming weeks and months. And when the judgments show up, as they will, judgments to be driven to achieve a particular result, like calm, peace, anxiety, reduction, just make some space for it and allow the judgment to slip away. There's no right or wrong way to be mindful. Mindful acceptance is a skill that needs to be practiced in order to grow. So be kind with yourself as you do the practice. And it's usually helpful to take notes of what the practice, how the practice was beneficial for you today. What you learned from it, what insights you gained, what awarenesses became you. Your practice sometimes will feel more structured than others, but you can chart your progress over time. You'll learn something new and different each time you practice. Remember that mindful acceptance and awareness is a skill. Like a seedling, it needs to be cultivated to grow. It has many possible results, not just one. You may feel relaxed during a practice or not. You may feel tense, frustrated, keyed up, or you may not. You may feel sadness, self-loathing, regret, or you may not. These and any other responses are just fine. So just take a moment to reflect today how this practice was helpful for you. What insights and awarenesses you gained today that were helpful for you. And when you're ready, you can just gently open your eyes and return to the room around you.